This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
We got five questions coming your way. This is what we call Aaron Asks.
I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's time for Aaron Asks.
And it's brought to you every single day by Alabama Roofing Professionals. Here in the state of Alabama, they're going to stand behind all the work they do. They warranty the work. They do free inspections. And right now, with all the rain we're having, that's a really, really tough way to find out that you need a new roof or your roof needs to be repaired. If you are having issues or you're afraid that maybe your roof is not performing like it should, alroofpros.com or 205-722-ROOF, our friends at Alabama Roofing Professionals.
All right, question number one. Which is gonna ask you guys to go along with this, realizing that it's not possible, but just in theory, would you support coaches that if you've gone through signing day and you've signed your athletes that you commit to being there for 1 year? In other words, you don't go through signing day and then leave and take another job. If there was some sort of rule in place, which we understand there can't be, there are contracts, there's all this, but just in the spirit of the rule, what do you think of it?
I would like it. Or at least get through the next season. For sure. You're going to have situations where guys have to step down or something happens off the field that you have to get rid of a coach. But I think in theory, it'd be great if you could figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah, and on one hand, but also, what would you be doing to the school that just lost their coach? If he had to step down or whatever happened, going to kind of water down the pool of guys that you can get. I think that's going to limit your opportunities to have a quality coach and go ahead and hire him, don't you?
I don't know. I'd have to look at it. How many guys actually step down after signing day? It's an unusual time.
It does happen, though.
Scandal maybe is one thing. Which I guess we could kind of chalk that one up to D'Antonio at this point, right?
Yeah, but I would hate to think that a guy that was going to get his first shot at a major Power 5 job and he's coming from, let's say, a mid-major, a lower-tiered conference, and he can't do that because, you know, they've already gone through signing day. I mean, I can see it on both hands with the student-athletes, but I don't know if I am in favor of that.
All right. Question number two, this might require some research on you guys' part, but maybe it'll come to mind, it's easy for you. Who do you think is the best college football coach who either never has or never did win a national championship? Because the ones that are going to spring to mind all have natties, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, Mark Richt is going to be one that would come to mind. I don't know if... And Chris Peterson, he would be in the conversation.
Frank Beamer?
Beamer would be one.
He had a lot of wins. Kirk Ferentz, is he up there? Did Hayden Fry win a national championship?
I don't think so.
I don't think Hayden did.
It's tough, right?
Did Schimbleckler win a national championship?
He had to. Well, he had to have.
I'm confident that Woody Hayes did, yeah, but I'm not sure Bo did.
I know Woody did. Bo Schimbleckler. Let's see.
And I don't think Hayden Fry did, so I'd put him up there.
He never won a national title.
13 Big Tens, two Mid-Americans, but no Nationals.
He was the runner-up just
probably,
once.
Probably my front runner.
Yeah.
He probably 13 Big Ten titles.
Goodness.
Well, it took... Tom Osborne a long time to get his first one. It took Bobby Bowden a long time to get his first one, but they eventually did. It seems like the greats generally always get one.
Hayden Fry, Bo Schimbeckler will be the first two that come to mind.
Schimbeckler, that's going to be hard to beat there.
All right, question number three. We talked a little bit about rap, hip-hop yesterday, and I came across this song a couple weeks ago, and it is mind-boggling how fast Eminem raps in the last part of his recently released song Godzilla. If I gave you guys 30 days and you had nothing to do but try to memorize this, do you think you could do it?
with the venom and eliminate him. Other words, I'm in him. I don't want to hurt him, but I did him in a venerage. I'm murdering again. Nobody will evade him. Feeling kept limited. Body's in a league, obliterating. Everything is innovative. Renegade him. Make anybody who wanted with the pen and frame. Don't nobody want it, but they're going to get it anyway. I'm beginning to feel like I'm mentally ill. I'm a telekiller. Be killed. I'm a killer. Be the vanilla gorilla. You're bringing a killer within me out of me. You don't want to be the enemy of the demon who entered me. I'm being a receiving enemy. What stupidity it'd be. Every bit of me's the epitome of a spitter when I'm in the vicinity. You better duck or you finna be dead the minute you run into me. 100% of you is a fifth of a percent of me. I'm about to finish you. I'm invadable. You want to battle? I'm available. I'm blowing up like an inflatable. I'm undebatable. I'm unavoidable. I'm invadable. I'm on the toilet bowl. I got a trailer full of money and I'm paid for them. I'm not afraid to pull them. Man, stop.
All I got was
what I'm planning.
All I got was I got toilet bowl out of that.
That's the last part of the song. It's the last 30 seconds to Godzilla. You think you can do it?
No.
I do not. And I'm going to be honest. I'm not 100% sure that I don't believe it's not edited.
I've wondered that because 30
digitally
seconds.
Digitally mastered in some way? Is that what you're saying?
Just pieced together.
Yeah.
Well, just think about how fast he's talking and then that he doesn't take a breath.
He's not taking a breath.
For 30 seconds. Time.
I'm just not sure I'm buying it.
The guy from Micro Mini Machines commercials, he was pretty good.
I mean, we just
micro
saw
what?
The Micro Mini Machines?
Micro Machines.
I thought it was Micro Mini Machines.
Well, Micro no, Mini means the same thing.
It's an oxymoron, isn't it?
That's redundant.
I'm not going to tell you. It's not going. No, it's Micro Machines.
Micro.
Yes.
Machines.
I've seen some guys on YouTube that have said that they're doing it, but they're going so fast that you can't really.
Eminem got winded at the Oscars singing his old song.
Yeah.
I don't think he could do this. Now, Busta Rhymes and Mystical could do this all day, but
go listen to Dos Effects.
Ooh. Yeah,
but
I don't think it's enjoyable. Like, yeah, it's impressive as a feat, like for the Guinness Book of World Records. But
he can't play the song.
Not,
at,
that's
a,
not good
at a show.
On a song.
No, he can't do this at a show.
Bone Thugs had it right. You do it fast, but not too much, because then you're like, well, wait, well, hold on, because white people tend to listen to the lyrics and not the beat. So
there we go. All right, question number four. I've seen a lot of mock drafts. Are really sort of liking Jedrick Wills in this draft. I've seen some have him in the top 10. Do we think Jedrick Wills is the best tackle in the upcoming draft?
I do, yeah. I think the only thing that's going to scare people away is that he hasn't played much left, but right tackle is becoming almost as valuable as left tackle, and as quick as the ball is coming out, I don't think that there's much more of an emphasis on the left side as there used to be. But as far as just ball player, I think he's the best. I think Mekhi Becton probably has the highest ceiling. But you're also talking about a guy that's 6'7", 6'8", you know, 320, 335, that's lean. It's put together well. But he would be my first tackle off the board, yes.
You think he goes top 10?
Probably, yeah. Probably bottom top 10.
And don't forget, he's a friend of the program. He's been on our show a couple times. All right, final question. Rank these key SEC hires. You might need to write them down. There's, I believe, seven I listed. So just in, I guess you can take it in a couple different ways. One, what maybe they've established themselves as a coach, their reputation, and two, maybe the fit and what sort of impact you think they're going to make at their respective programs. First is Zach Arnett, the defensive coordinator at Mississippi State. Mike Bobo, the new South Carolina offensive coordinator. Scott Linehan, LSU's passing game coordinator. Todd Monken, Georgia's offensive coordinator. Chad Morris, Auburn's offensive coordinator. Bo Pelini, LSU's defensive coordinator. And Kendall Briles, Arkansas's offensive coordinator.
Hmm. I think I would go probably Chad Morris one, if he's actually allowed to do it. Monken, too, at Georgia, just based on the athletes that they have, and he's got a proven track record of being a pretty good offensive mind. I would probably go, maybe Kendall Briles, third, at Arkansas. And then Pelini would be in there, probably fourth.
Well, he's in there. He's one of the seven that he named.
Well, fourth. Arnett would be last, because I just don't know that much about him.
Bobo, Briles, Monken, Pelini, Morris, Arnett would be my order.
All right, give us that again. Bobo, Monken.
Bobo, Briles, Monken, Pelini, Morris, Arnett.
Ooh. Is that, should we read anything into where you have
nothing
Morris?
To do with Chad Morris.
That's what I thought. Yeah. There you go.
Well said.
And that concludes Aaron Asks.
Brought to you every single day by Alabama Roofing Professionals. 205-722-ROOF. That's 205-722-ROOF. We got locations across the state of Alabama. You can find out all about them at alroofpros.com.
This is Three Man Front.